Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
My guest is Gretchen Dubow. We're going to talk about what's going on in the state of New York with the Attorney General and some of the headlines that we're seeing about herbal supplements. Gretchen is the legal and executive director for the Alliance for Natural Health USA. She has found this perfect culmination of her interest at ANHUSA, where she works to shift the current medical paradigm to one that embraces real preventative and integrative medicine as the standard of care. That sounds really nice, Gretchen. Thanks for doing what you do. Welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you for having me.
So let me just go through a couple of headlines that I found. This first one is from ABC News. Many herbal supplements aren't what the label says. And then NBC News said herbal supplements are mislabeled. So what's going on in the state of New York and the Attorney General? Why? What's the motivation for this, and what's just your overall thoughts about these herbal supplements?
Well, overall, I would say that we have some different individuals that have been pushing for a different regulatory structure for dietary supplements for some time. They're using this as evidence of that need, both in the state of New York, and then on the federal level, we also have Senators Durbin and Blumenthal using this as evidence to push for something on the federal level, a huge investigation. But when you look at what happened in New York, the AG used an inappropriate testing methodology to look at herbal extracts, which this testing methodology is inconsistent with the inappropriate way to test. So the truth is we don't have any information one way or the other. The Attorney General further will not release the report so that it can be come through with a fine-tooth comb and specifically, you know, address all the individual parts and pieces. They are treating that as confidential. So they've made some accusations but are not willing to provide the evidence to support their accusations. But what we do know is that they utilize an inappropriate methodology in the initial instance.
Well, so Gretchen, let me play devil's advocate just for a moment. Just so everybody knows, this testing methodology that you're speaking of, I'm somewhat familiar with it, and I agree with everything you're saying. But just let me play, you know, devil's advocate for a moment and say, well, isn't that convenient to blame the testing methodology? So maybe, why don't you take a moment just to explain exactly how these supplements were tested and what some of the issues that you have with this form of testing?
Well, it's a DNA barcoding test, but the problem is that with the commercial extraction process, there is little or no DNA extracted, so the test is looking for DNA that wouldn't be present in the herbal compound. By definition, it's impossible in many circumstances to find what it is that you're looking for with this particular test. If they want to test the supplements, go ahead and test the supplements, but use an appropriate testing methodology. We have to remember that there are current good manufacturing processes in place that dietary supplement companies are completely regulated and required to do batch testing. There are a whole series of requirements that they follow consistent with current law. So, you know, there's this, I think, idea out there that the media tends to perpetuate that supplements are not regulated and they're dangerous.
Right.
And they latch on to these big headlines and, you know, continue to parrot them. But when you look at the facts, they are completely regulated.
Supplements are completely regulated. Gretchen, it's frustrating for me as well. You know, I'm the senior scientist for the Life Extension Foundation, and we do have a whole brand of products ourselves. And I know the extensive testing that our product development team puts those products through. We even produce what's called a certificate of analysis, which is label proof. I mean, it's quite expensive, to be honest with you. And when somebody says to me that, well, you know, I don't take supplements because they're not regulated, or when other doctors, other colleagues of mine tell me that, it's very, very frustrating. Let me back up just for a moment, though. So this DNA barcode testing, what they're doing is are they literally pulling a product off the shelf and they're looking for the DNA of that herb? Is that what they're doing?
Yes, they've pulled products from shelves of several different retail establishments. They're herbal products, and they're testing to see whether or not the products have the ingredients listed on the labels, which are herbal ingredients, right? So that's what they're doing. It's my understanding that's what they're doing. But again, because they haven't released the report or the specifics, it's really difficult for us to go through and be able to see exactly what's going on. It's allegations without providing the factual support.
So the Attorney General in New York has, I guess, released some messaging from this type of testing, some of the headlines that I just read, for instance, on ABC News, without providing the actual results for your group, the Alliance for Natural Health USA, to review. I mean, is that basically what's happened? So you haven't even seen the official results of the testing, right?
They won't share them. And what's really interesting, one other point I want to mention regarding the DNA barcoding test, you're familiar with Dr. Cohen, I'm sure. He is one of the most anti-supplement physicians out there. He consistently asks for a different regulatory structure for supplements and is a huge opponent. Even Dr. Cohen has come out and said that the AG used the incorrect testing methodology for these supplements. I would think that he would be out there saying, great, great. No, he's on our side.
Yeah, but the problem, even with that, though, the problem is, it's the, you know, when the mainstream media, Gretchen, picks this stuff up, I mean, when you can go to ABC News and read the headline, many herbal supplements aren't what the label says. I have friends that if the mainstream media says it, that's it. I mean, so how do we overcome that? What's your plan? What's the Alliance for Natural Health USA? What's your plan to overcome this and get the correct message out there?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's difficult with mainstream media because most people don't look further beyond the headlines to determine whether or not it's actually factual. There are a lot of assumptions there. It's a huge issue. I can tell you that the Alliance for Natural Health really works to better educate the media and the public about the real facts as relates to things like dietary supplements and other natural health issues that are important for all of us to stay and get healthy. On this particular issue, the Alliance for Natural Health is asking all of our members to email the Attorney General and ask them to release the results of their report so that the public can look at those and respond accordingly. Our scientific director would like to specifically respond and need that data. So we're sending out a huge action alert. We have 500,000 members, and we're asking them to pressure the AG to do the right thing here. They need to come back. They need to come out and address the real issue here and admit that what they've done is more of a PR stunt than anything else. And you'll also notice on materials the AG has released, we've got quotes from other senators in the New York State Legislature that are pushing for this other approach to dietary supplements. So it really is more of a political thing than it is a factual thing.
So go ahead. Is there a website that you can direct my listeners to learn a little bit more about what's going on?
Yes, anh-usa.org.
And anh-usa.org. Yeah. Okay, Gretchen, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on, all the work you do. I really appreciate it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.